Have you heard the story about Jimmy and Sally? Well, if you haven't, you soon will. Apparently, they both wanted to see a show at the Aronoff. Sally paid $50 for her ticket. Jimmy paid $500 for his ticket. To tell us more about the moral of this story, I have Van Ackerman, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Aronoff Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
And John Herrick, Director of Ticketing Services at the Aronoff Center. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. So Jimmy and Sally, both going to the same event, vastly different ticket prices. Tell us more about what's going on.
Exactly. Jimmy and Sally are wonderful characters who are part of an education campaign that we're doing to teach everybody about the secondary ticketing market. And barely about how to buy tickets and to go to the official ticketing source of the Aronoff Center, which is cincinnatiarts.org. Or they can also call it 513-621-ARTS. There are a lot of secondary ticketing agencies out there that kind of masquerade or copycat the Aronoff Center. So when you go to them, you're actually buying someone who's actually bought tickets from us, and they're reselling those tickets at a much higher price. And sometimes the agencies are selling false tickets. So you might buy something from them that doesn't even exist. And you'll get to the theater and suddenly you won't be able to see the show because you bought an inauthentic ticket because you did not go to the official ticketing source. Many people don't know about this because it's very hard to figure out what's real and what isn't on the internet because they copycat so well. So we want people to know exactly where to go, exactly what to buy, so they're not paying an exorbitant amount of money for a ticket. They're paying what the face value should be on that ticket, and they're not being taken advantage of.
If you go in and you were to Google Aronoff Center, you could come up with a site that might be called Aronoff Tickets. It's not our site, or aronoffcenter.org or whatever, and not our site. A lot of these people will even use the term official ticket. The ticket might be official, but it's not the official source. A lot of it is speculative, too, where they don't actually own any tickets. They're making the sale, then they're coming to our website and buying the ticket after they make the sale.
Most people don't know about this, and it kind of hurts us when a family of five comes to see a wonderful show at the Aronoff Center, especially a family show, and they have all of these great tickets, and suddenly they can't see the show because the tickets aren't real. Or we find out they paid $1,000 to see the show when they could have paid maybe a couple of hundred. So it's really people being taken advantage of because they just don't know about these resellers who are out there. And this is a really fun campaign that we've put together through a company in California called Cinevative, who creates wonderful commercials and video spots for the arts. And like you said, Jim, it's about Jimmy and Sally. And you follow the journey of how Sally buys a ticket through the official ticketing source and how Jimmy does not buy a ticket through that and what they go through. And one thing Sally also learns from buying from the Cincinnati Arts Association is that we're also a not-for-profit organization. So part of her ticket purchase goes to things that we do that gives back to the community. We actually sponsor many, many arts education programs that give back to our children and students in the area. Some of the money from our ticket sales goes to supporting the preservation of the Aronoff Center and Music Hall because we actually take care of both of those buildings. So another advantage beyond just paying what the face value of that ticket should be is helping to support these wonderful venues and to support the arts in the community through a not-for-profit organization.
And to be in touch with us. Once, you know, you buy that ticket, you know, if there's any program changes, you can sign up for our e-news. There's a lot of things to stay in touch with us. And we'll also send out advances on many of the shows to tell people if there's any traffic concerns or anything like that. And where they might dine. You don't get that if you don't buy the ticket from
us. Exactly. So it's not just the best prices, it's also the best service you will get through us.
What happens with the person who bought through a second-party ticket broker? There's something wrong with the ticket when they get there.
Frankly, we'll do our best to take care of anybody that bought a ticket and get them into the show. That typically happens on high-profile events where somebody will counterfeit. We will work with them to get them in if we have the room. But if it's a high-profile event, we might not have anything. If we sell the ticket, we know that their purchase was good. And there's things that can happen to a ticket where it was where the barcode could be exchanged and somebody brings the wrong ticket, things like that.
Dog eats the ticket.
We take care of that. If you purchase from us, a lost ticket is no big deal. We know who you are. You know who we are. It'll all work out when you get to the venue.
And something else that's happening through this is that people who don't buy tickets a lot and they Google something, they Google Wicket or something, and they go and they find one of these secondary ticketing agencies or markets, and they go and they buy a ticket there, or they see the prices, they see how exorbitant these prices are. they think that's what we're charging or that what the show is charging because they don't have any other history. So then they begin to think, well, I can't afford to go to the arts in Cincinnati. And that's a huge concern for us because that's happening to a lot of places where we are looking like we're being outpriced and people cannot go to the theater anymore, which is totally not true. Because if they really came to us and looked at what the prices really were, mm-hmm. they could see that it is very affordable.
Now, most of the performances that occur in the Aronoff Center, you can get your tickets through the Aronoff and Cincinnati Arts Association. That would include Broadway Across America, Cincinnati Music Theater, several of the dance companies. But there are a few things going on right now, most of which tend to be the things that were at Music Hall originally and are temporarily in the Aronoff, where you wouldn't necessarily be able to purchase tickets through the Cincinnati Arts Association box office.
Yes, specifically the ballet and the opera. They have their own ticketing operations and work on a separate system. But we do our best to stay in touch with them and keep in contact with them. In fact, if you go to cincinnatiarts.org, you will find links to their shows, just like you will ours.
And the reason they all live under our website, they're called our resident arts groups because they perform in the two venues that we manage and operate. So, of course, they will be represented on our website. So like John said, even though we don't sell their tickets directly, mm-hmm. you can find them on our website, find a lot of information about what they're doing, and by a simple click, end up on their websites to buy the tickets. Mm-hmm. It's very, very seamless.
And all the CSO and pop shows are listed right now, even though they're in the Taft Theater.
Yeah, and this issue is not just about the Aronoff Center either. It's really citywide. It's about the sports teams in our city. It's about other arts groups. When you are on the internet and you're looking to buy tickets, make sure you're dealing with the specific venue that you think you're dealing with. Just take that extra step to do a little research. Go to the site. If it doesn't look valid, if it looks a little suspicious, look around a little bit more. Find that place you're looking for, whether it's the Reds or the Bengals or whatever, and make sure you're at the right place. And if you're still unsure, give a call to somebody and find out.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Cincinnati Arts Association, Van Ackerman. Thank you, Van.
Thanks, Jim.
And Director of Ticketing Services for the Cincinnati Arts Association, John Herrig. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having us.
For more information on the Cincinnati Arts Association's new campaign of Jimmy and Sally, and to check out the video of this campaign, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stumpf.